Let's look at an example regarding alternative formats. Alex is a trainer for a medium-sized organization, and he regularly holds workshops on conflict resolution. After each session, he asks the workshop participants to complete an evaluation form to improve his delivery. One participant in his most recent workshop was unable to hold a pen and requested an alternative format. How could Alex give the evaluation in an accessible format to that participant? Alex could consult with the person with the disability to determine what is the most suitable format. Accessible formats could include, but are not limited to, print, electronic versions, or even just reading something out loud. In this case, Alex emailed a digital version of the evaluation form to the participant for them to complete and send back.